This is Al Simpson. If Clinton's so-called stimulus package is so darn great, then why are more and more Senate Democrats jumping the ship? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, some of the sharpest naysayers of the president's stimulus package are, lo and behold, Senate Democrats. Not only are those good, sensible Democrats disappointed that Clinton's new budget totally ignores the extra $66 billion in spending cuts that Congress called for, but now they're beginning to use words like betrayal. Ted, your party soulmates have now loudly expressed their own concern over Clinton's continuous backtracking on spending cuts. They're also pretty troubled that the president is caving in to the same liberal wing of the Democrat Party that's been running the show in Congress for decades now. Ted, my fine friend, Democrat Senator David Boren from Oklahoma, put it best, and I quote, "Both political parties ought to hold the president's feet to the fire to make sure we don't go back to the old ways of raising taxes and spending more." Now, that's my kind of Democrat. Dave has courage and stout heart.
Al, there you go again, looking for bad news with a microscope. Everyone knows that the overwhelming majority of Democrats in the Senate supported President Clinton's economic stimulus plan. A headstrong Republican minority took advantage of the archaic rules of the Senate to filibuster the plan and prevent it from being passed. The filibuster rule is undemocratic, Al, and it may even be unconstitutional. Majority rule is the essence of democracy. The country voted for fundamental change last November, Al. President Clinton delivered on his part of the bargain with a comprehensive plan for economic change. Republicans went too far, Al, when you resorted to a filibuster to defeat majority rule on an issue of that far-reaching importance. The right answer to that kind of abuse is to abolish the filibuster rule and let the majority rule. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.